KOMA, All Oldies All the Time, 1959. Singer Jimmy Rogers and a song called Wonderful You. From 1968, this is Martha Rees and the Vandellas and a song that was called I Promise to Wait My Love, here on KOMA.
Larry Neal. Listening to Oklahoma's original oldie station.
K-O-M-A.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.
K-O-M-A. Oklahoma City.
All the Time, KOMA. 1959, that was Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, and a song that was written by Norman Fox called Pizza Pie from 1959. It's about 2 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. With yours truly, Larry Neal, we're now to the midnight hour, hour number four of another weekend edition of the Wax Museum. Going to be here a couple of more hours. Of course, at 2 a.m., we will be concluding a solid gold weekend here at KOMA. Also want to remind you, come up later on this morning from 5:30 to 9, it'll be Danny Williams right here on KOMA. From 1966, it was their first charted record during the rock era. For Sam and Dave, You Don't Know Like I Know, here on KOMA.
All oldies, KOMA. We specialize in playing great oldies from the 50s and 60s. The greatest music ever made. And when you play music this good, why play anything else?
Why play anything else?
KOMA.
KOMA, Oklahoma's oldie station, with the Chiffons from 1963. And that was a song about a love so fine. From 1977, this is John Hall and Daryl Oates. Would you believe Daryl Hall and John Oates? That's it. It's uncanny here on KOMA.
Girl.
Oklahoma's oldie station, KOMA, with Carl Perkins from 1958 and a song called Lend Me Your Comb at about 13 minutes. After the hour of 12 o'clock, I am Larry Neal. From 1969, a group called the Meters doing the Sissy Strut here on KOMA.
Yeah!
KOMA. All oldies, all the time.
All oldies, all the time, KOMA, from 1963, the late, great Ricky Nelson, in a song called If You Can't Rock Me, I Will Find Somebody Who Can. That song, actually, I believe, was originally recorded by him back in the late 1950s, but didn't make the national charts until 1963. It is about 19 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. I am Larry Neal. We in Oklahoma City have received support from cities all over America after the tragic bombing. Now we have the opportunity to say thank you to them by visiting Quail Springs Mall this coming Friday through Sunday, July the 21st through the 23rd, to sign the big KOMA Thank You America banner. We're going to be sending it on tour with the British Invasion Band as they play across the country. First stops, the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles. Their kickoff concert will be Saturday, July the 22nd, inside Quail Springs Mall. They're on Memorial Road between May and Pennsylvania.
No matter where you travel, you're never far from love.
You can save money all summer with your 1995 Love's Country Atlas and coupon booklet. There's a great money-saving coupon for a free night at any Oklahoma park and resort. This year, vacation in Oklahoma, Native America. And when you're getting hungry for a snack, pick up a Nabisco single. All your favorite Nabisco snack cookies come in convenient single sizes. Fig Newtons, Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Ritz Bits, Teddy Grahams, and more. Look for the Nabisco singles coupon in your Love's Country Atlas. Buy two, get one free. Even Nabisco Snack Well reduced fat and no fat singles are included. This summer, run to Love's for Nabisco singles, plus register to win tickets to SeaWorld or other great attractions like the Showboat Branson Bell. Get your Love's Country Atlas today.
Wherever you are.
National Weather Service calls for an overnight low this morning around 71 degrees. Later on today, though, sunny skies. We can expect a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 92. And for Monday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 72. And on Tuesday, looks like it's going to be getting up to a high of 93. Currently, fair and 78 at Coma.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.
Oklahoma's oldie station with Joe Simon from 1975 and a song called Get Down, Get Down. It was a top 10 record for him nationally on the pop charts. A record, I believe, that went all the way to number one for him on the R&B charts. It's about 24 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. Yours truly, Larry Neal. This next record I'm about to play is by a gentleman that has been making records, started making records back in the late 1940s. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame several years ago, I think around 1987, maybe 1988, somewhere along in there. And I guess of all the records this artist has made, probably the biggest record he has ever made, at least on the national pop charts, was a song in 1970 called The Thrill Is Gone. A lot of people claim him to be the most famous blues singer and guitarist in the world today. And I'm talking about a gentleman by the name of B.B. King. We're going to go back to 1952, and I guess this was his very first big record that ever made it nationally on the R&B chart. This is the 3 O'Clock Blues on Coma.
You're listening to the Wax Museum with Larry Neal, originating from the studios of Oklahoma's oldie station, KOMA, Oklahoma City.
Without a warning, you broke my heart.
Oh, KOMA, Oklahoma's oldie station, 1967, the killer himself, Jerry Lee Lewis. Turn on your love light, old Bobby Bland tune. That song right there originally came out in 1967. That was a very big record here in the Oklahoma City area. However, the song itself nationally, at least as far as the pop charts, didn't chart until I think around 1972. But that was a very big record for the killer, at least locally here in Oklahoma City, back in 1967. It is 30 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. Again, I'm Larry Neal. We are into the midnight hour, the hour number four of another weekend edition of the Wax Museum. Again, this week featuring those Coma collectibles from the record library out here at KOMA. And, of course, what we mean by Coma collectibles, we just go in the record library and try to get out and play a lot of records you haven't heard in a long, long time. Probably some of them you don't remember, and probably some of them you had forgotten were ever recorded. But we get out here every Sunday evening beginning at 9 o'clock for five solid hours until 2 a.m. Monday morning, and just try to have a lot of fun and, as I say, try to get out and play a lot of records you haven't heard in a long, long time. From 1961, he was from Canada. This is Jack Scott. Remember this song right here? Is There Something on Your Mind?
Is there something on your mind?
KOMA, all oldies, all the time.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Just come right in, okay?
What?
KOMA, Oklahoma's oldies nation from 1973. A group that I believe originally was known as the Ohio Untouchables, later evolved into a group simply known as the Ohio Players, and that was a song, sort of a novelty record they had way back in 1973 called Funky Worm. Now, later on in the 70s, mid-70s, they would have very big records like Love, Roller Coaster, and Fire, I think around 1974, 1975. It is 12:37. I am Larry Neal. Currently, it's fair and 78 here at KOMA.
They came from everywhere. Rescue teams from across the country. Volunteers from cities all over America. Helping Oklahomans through disaster and emotional turmoil. Now it's our turn to go to them to say thank you. KOMA invites you to send your thanks across the country by signing the special banner, which will be taken and displayed with the British Invasion Band on the Thank You America Tour. The first leg of the tour will take them to Los Angeles, California. It starts with a kickoff concert in Quail Springs Mall on Saturday afternoon, July 22nd. The banner will be on display for you to sign on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 21st to the 23rd at Quail Springs Mall, located on Memorial Road between North May and Penn. Then, we'll display it for all to see at each concert stop on the tour. You can help KOMA spread Oklahoma's goodwill as we say thank you, America. Now, more great oldies from the 50s and 60s on Oklahoma's Oldies Station.
K-O-M-A.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.